This is Petey Page.
I am Mike.
J-Mac.
Brutal Dudes.
My cousin, you remember when The Wizard, the movie came out?
Yeah.
They actually had a video game championship for a couple of years after that movie came out. My cousin got approved. My douchebag cousin I never talked to him at all. He's kind of a dickhead. And if he hears this, Johnny, you are a dickhead. So, But he was training for it, and he did so bad in school while he was training, his parents wouldn't let him go to the championship. And I remember he cried. He was a bitch. He was the video game dude that sat around and played games all day. Like, he was the greatest thing ever. We would go visit my grandma, and he'd have a stack of, like, it was like in The Wizard where they open that case and it's like Lucas's games are all right there. That was my cousin John, but he had, like, so many weird games. Remember I had Dragon Warrior 4 and I sold it for, like, $150?
Game is
That was John's expensive. Game. That wasn't my game. Yeah. I sold it, John. Dragon Warrior 4 is no longer yours. So, but whenever I went to my grandma's, she had two Nintendos. She had one for us to play, and then she had one for John because John would complain if he took away from his time. But he had, like, obscure games like Kickle Cubicle. Do you remember that game?
No.
It's so obscure. You're this chubby little cherubic thing that just kicks ice blocks into stuff, and you have to, like, keep kicking the ice blocks to knock things out and breaks and, like, unleash these I think they're like a ice creature, like penguins and stuff. You have to save these creatures by doing it. A Boy and His Blob. Do you remember that game?
Bad idea.
He loved that game. The Rocketeer game for Nintendo.
Yeah, I played that.
Super tough, but he had that. He had Excitebike, which was one of my favorite games. He had Skate or Die, which is I wrote a movie. I wrote a spec script movie about. He had Metroid. He had Dragon Warrior. I really didn't get into the RPGs until Final Fantasy VII. That was, like, my
first. Final Fantasy VII is one of the few RPGs that I got into.
Yeah,
it's just never really been my
genre. I can get into some of them now more than I could. Like I said, Resident Evil was always great when I was playing Silent Hill with my cousin. We used to play. I remember we killed Lara Croft about 50 fucking times when we found out you could swan dive her off the stairs in the training level, and then it would break her neck because she was landing head first with her, like. We must have done it and giggled, like, 50 times, like, doing it, because we would just get bored with the training that we needed to do before each level, and then we would swan dive her off, and all you'd hear is that, we would fucking crack up laughing. But, yeah, we had that. Siphon Filter we used to play all the time, too.
That was a cool game.
But regular Nintendo games, there was Link and Zelda, all the Marios. My cousin John was, like, one of the first people that I ever saw beat Super Mario 2, which is so ridiculously difficult to beat. And I watched him do it, and I was like, damn. Like, that was when I knew, like, it wasn't hype. He really was that good at games. Mm-hmm. He was just such a fucking social dipshit that I didn't ever want to be around him. Like, my cousin Colleen used to beat the shit out of him. That was her twin brother. Mm-hmm. And I remember my cousin Alex and me were on a team, and John and Colleen were on a team. Or no, it was me and Colleen and Alex and John. And Alex is a half Puerto Rican, my half Puerto Rican cousin that lives in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Alex is one of the funniest people I've ever met. He's, to this day, super hilarious, like, cracks me the fuck up. Can say the dumbest, most mundane thing, and it just makes you laugh so hard because of the context in it. It's fun. Anyway, Alex used to fucking, we were playing football with them one time, and I remember John wanted the ball, and Alex is like, John, you're going to get crushed, like, it's either going to be Jimmy or it's going to be Colleen. And he's like, I can take my sister. And I remember Colleen looked at me and went, just lined up right along the line. And Alex is like, I was like, just do it, dude. I don't know what you want me to tell you. Just do it. So he's like, all right. So we hike the ball. Alex passes it to John. And I mean, Colleen fucking drilled him. Like Brian Dawkins style on Algae Crumpler. Just fucking body parts just flying. And then John got up like he was going to fight her. And then Colleen like fucking jiu-jitsu style, like, tackles him to the ground and just starts wailing on him while he's pulling her hair, like, whipping her head around, and she's just beating the shit out. Alex is like, should we stop him? And I was like, how? And he's like, yeah, you're right, we should just keep watching. And we watch, and then my grandma was like, how can you not just watch them fight? And we were like, what are we going to do? We can't get in. So, but yeah, but John was just that good. Burger Time, that was another one he used to destroy at.
Wow.
One game that I never really got to play that I would have loved to because I love the concept of it is Bonk the Caveman. Remember that
TurboGrafx.
Yeah, it's literally a caveman that just runs around and headbutts shit.
This
is like my dream of life. Like, you know how great it would be to just run through a grocery store, just headbutt people that ask me annoying fucking questions?
I remember like Joe and Mac for Sega, but I don't remember Bonk.
Bonk is really good.
If you like the Mario
style platformers, imagine that as a caveman who bashes shit.
Headbutts. Dude, it's headbutts. You run up to the bad guy and you headbutt him to get him. Like, great. I mean, everybody loves Sonic. I love Sonic.
Yeah, Sonic's great.
Skitchin was one of those underground games.
Skitchin was a good one.
Man, I remember when I first discovered that game. I was like,
So speaking of like obscure games, like when I sold my Nintendo, we had 150 games, and I kick myself in the face every time I think about it because I literally sold it on eBay for about $200, and I used that to buy my first PS1, which came with Tony Hawk 1, Tony Hawk 2, and Castlevania Symphony of the Night. Killer three games.
Original Castlevania, dude.
Love Castlevania. Castlevania games. So good. But like, I had like there's a G.I. Joe game. You're in Atlantis, and like you eventually like you start as like Duke, and you play and you unlock the other G.I. Joe characters, then you can play as them. But if they die, you don't get to play as them again. But if they die in the level, they're gone. And you got to jump back. Yeah, you got to jump back in as like another like G.I. Joe.
There's another game like that where you get a cast of characters that you lose if they die.
There's been a few games like that since, but like NES was like we were like whoa, and I'd love to go back and play it and try to beat it, but we had a lot of like, I mean RPGs, like my mom kind of liked RPGs because she liked that like fantasy stuff like that, and I mean my brother and I did too eventually, and we would just kind of like go through and you know whatever system we had we'd find an RPG here and there and we'd like you know team up on it, and like Sega was Shining Force, that game's amazing.
We used to play Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy all the time for regular Nintendo too.
My family was
you could memorize the answers and they were like so outdated from like.
Oh, my family was a Family Feud family. We love Family Feud for Genesis. We play that for like we spend a night playing that.
You know what else was good? Did you ever play Super Nintendo American Gladiators?
Yes.
That game was great.
I played the NES one. Yeah, yeah.
The NES one did suck. The Super Nintendo one. Man, I love that game.
Like, Joust and the NES one was, like, the hardest damn game ever.
No,
like,
Cannonball and Super Nintendo. Because you can't figure out
how the to... American Gladiators version of Joust, where you're on the pedestal with the stick.
No, that's what I'm saying, Cannonball. In Super Nintendo, there's a game called Cannonball.
Oh.
Basically, what you would do is, you would swing off of... I love American Gladiators.
Yeah, that's
I really
great.
Wish they would bring back a real version of it, because I think it would be great. But, you swing into people. It's almost the same as Joust, but you're just a human cannonball. Mm. But in the game, you have to aim with your leg, and you have to know when to tuck your leg in the right time to get the most force to knock the person off. And it's damn near impossible because there's like a window of this short a time where you can do it. I think once by accident, I knocked someone off the pedestal. The rest of the time, I just literally, if Cannonball was one of the games that they randomly picked that you played, I'm like, well, I'm going to lose that one. I'll just go to the next thing.
It's like landing the fighter jet in Top Gun for NES. Mm. You're never going to do it. You're just going to crash and burn every time.
Afterburner. That was another
Nintendo
game.
Afterburner was good, yeah.
Wrath of the Black Manta. That was one of my favorite obscure games. It's like Ninja Gaiden, B-movie Ninja Gaiden.
Nice.
Yeah, it was good. I had the Karate Kid Nintendo game.
Remember that.
It was so good.
See, it's funny, you say you're not a gamer, but like you're rattling off all these games.
I know, well, that's. I don't think about it. Like then I think back and I'm like, man, I do have a lot
of that
games.
And that goes into the idea of what is a gamer.
Yeah.
Like, you wouldn't consider yourself a gamer, but you played all these games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I have stories with all these games. Like, I love all these games.
I remember,
man, when I got the Karate Kid game, like everyone was like, dude, is this game even fun? I'm like, you have to catch flies with fucking chopsticks. Yes, it's fun. This is great. One of the skill things, you have to go, you're Miyagi, and you're just catching them. Awesome.
It's funny because like I think about when they did obscure games like that back in the day, it was such a thing like the Three Stooges game for NES. I never got to play it, but I always wanted to.
Back
it looked
the Future
weird
game for NES.
I never got
to play it, but I wanted to.
It that one was odd too, but then like
Paperboy. I used to love the first Paperboy.
I'm thinking oh man, I really wish they do like games like that again. But like so there are indie developers now that are doing really obscure things and really interesting things. That's just
remember
fine.
We looked into that like a while ago, a couple years ago. We were going to do our own version of a game like 8-bit game.
Oh my god!
Because we thought it was easier to do, and it turns out it's absolutely not.
No, I don't know coding. I don't know
programming. I was like, we can make our own game. This is a great idea. Oh, okay. So speaking of which, guys, I had an idea for a game. Now I was looking at a bunch of games today that were more along the lines of your very offensive games. Mm. Custer's Revenge, where you literally are running around with a boner trying to bang a squaw while arrows are being shot at you.
Oh yeah.
There was Rape Lay, which is basically it's a Japanese game where you stalk someone until you rape them. Ethnic Cleansing speaks for itself.
Jesus.
JFK Reloaded, where you reenact the JFK murder from the assassin's gun. And you can actually, like, replay in video your kill shot on JFK. Yeah, these are pretty sick fucking games.
Yeah,
classics. I mean, yeah, sick.
Classics. But, yeah. But it gave me this idea because I accidentally said that the guy that murdered JFK was John Wilkes Booth. And it wasn't John Wilkes Booth, as I'm sure you all know.
It was John Wayne Gacy.
Yeah, right. It was John Bon Jovi.
John Wayne Gacy dressed as a clown.
Yeah, it was John Cougar Mellencamp. So
while John Cougar Mellencamp was busking on a street corner, John Wayne Gacy flipped in.
JFK!
Full clown guard flipped in. Killed him.
blue brains all over her that day.
Oh, yeah!
Oh, my God.
I'm sure I can come up with lyrics enough to make that work. Anyway,
probably.
Anyway, so I thought about it, and I'm like, the whole thing about John Wilkes Booth was like he was hired by the Confederacy, but that he was like an actual freedom fighter, like they didn't want Lincoln. And I'm like, the whole thing about Lee Harvey Oswald was like he was supposedly like recruited by the CIA. There's all these conspiracy theories. And I'm like, what if John Wilkes Booth was a historical assassin who learns how to time travel with a place, and John Wilkes Booth is responsible for all the presidential assassination attempts throughout history.
Even the ones that failed.
It's all him.
Even the ones that failed. It's all Booth, just like time cop, but like the opposite of cop, like murderer. But like there's reasons why. So like he has to stop the Bay of Pigs, so he murders JFK as Lee Harvey Oswald, but it's really Booth, and you call the game Booth. And he's just an assassin that, like, every time you kill a president, you get that president's power.
Booth the game.
So, the like, Abraham Lincoln was a really great Greco-Roman wrestler. So you get grappling skills. John F. Kennedy was, like, a superstar in bed. So you get super stamina.
Oh, wait.
Millard Fillmore was,
Jeopardy question on regrets. I remember
yeah. That. Millard Fillmore.
Yeah, he made that really famous concert venue in San Francisco.
Wait, was he the one that was shot in Buffalo? Was that him?
I have no idea, dude. Because I don't know anything about Millard Fillmore other than his name.
I'm going to have to look it up because
Martin Van Buren was in that Pete and Pete episode as the presidential pops. You could shoot lasers out of your nose because of it. It's a million different things. Ben Franklin. I don't know that anyone ever tried to assassinate him, but if you beat Ben Franklin, you get the ability to shoot electricity out of your hands. Right?
Just like Ben Franklin historically was known to do.
Everything is historically accurate. Yeah. Everyone thought it was the kite that gave him that, but it was really, he just had to channel it.
It was McKinley. It wasn't Phil.
McKinley.
I'm sorry. It was
you
McKinley.
You could go to Buffalo and get wings and shoot McKinley.
Well, I remember this one.
Secret level, try to assassinate the Pope.
But I remember this one very vividly. I remember this one very vividly because like my fifth grade teacher decided to do like half a day unit on the assassination of William McKinley and really was very specific about how he was shot twice in the gut and then was alive for like 30 days and really didn't die. He didn't die because of the bullet wound. He died because of everyone sticking their finger in his gut trying to pull the bullet out, and he caught this insane infection and just like sepsis took over his body and he died. Like it was like toxic shock.
So
the umpteenth degree.
So you get the toxic shock power where you can like touch people
and you can them.
Bam. The main boss, the big boss, is Teddy Roosevelt.
It's like Mega Man.
Teddy Roosevelt tried to be assassinated like 4 times and they actually shot him and he fucking survived.
Yeah.
Teddy Roosevelt was for all his other flaws, was a fucking boss in a video game. That's what he was.
It's like Mega Man, you call it Mega Man.
He just fucking decided
Mega Booth.
Yeah, right.
Just go around the nine.
Musk Man.
The nine presidential ball.
Yeah, bosses. Dude. Oh, this is, we could use Mega Man format. This is so great.